Okay, so let's start from the beginning of the Haggadah. Maharal, we gave the introduction what the purpose of Maggid is. We asked the question from the Maharal, is it Shevach? You know, that'll give praise. So he says it's thanks, etc. We'll see as we proceed. The first piece of the Maharal over here, he goes on Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya de'achol avasan bar de Mitzrayim. As we know, the famous paragraph that we start the Haggadah with, that we talk about, that it's Lechem Oynia, which literally is translated as poor man's bread. We ate it in Mitzrayim, and we invite other people to join. Okay. So the Maharal gives in Yisoidizdika introduction to what is matzah. The first thing we have to understand is, what does it mean it's Lechem Oynia? Poor man's bread. What's poor about it? And what are we saying over here? So he says some people said that it's poor because maybe it fills you up, so poor people want to eat something that fills you up a lot. Maybe it's poor because it's cheap. And he says a few other pshatim here. He says or it's low, just like a poor man is low. And maybe the even more medrash is that it's like slave man bread, and the achalav avasanu ba'aretz Mitzrayim, the aid in Mitzrayim means the Egyptians actually served this bread to Klai. So some of the Rishonim in Parshas Re'eh do say that. So for Maharal, it doesn't make sense. Because everywhere that the Torah refers to the Gula, it refers to lechem oyi, matzah. It doesn't make sense that there's conflicting themes or conflicting symbolisms in the matzah. Oh, it's poor man, but it's also the bread that symbolizes the geula. Which one is it? Does it symbolize the geula or does it not symbolize the geula? So he doesn't like
Why
the
is
kind
that?
of,
Why are those two contradictory?
but if it symbolizes geula, then it's freedom. It doesn't symbolize poverty and slavery. It's not, it doesn't make sense. It's a stira. So he doesn't like that concept that people say that really it's the poor man's bread. He doesn't like that concept. So, and he says also, the Psukim will say that Psukim say we the Klaiso complained, we ate so well in Mitzrayim, we remember we used to be fed well in Mitzrayim, and now Moshe, look what you're giving us, right? So it doesn't seem like that was the idea. Memela, says the Maharal, a new concept. Oini doesn't necessarily mean poor. It's not poor bread. It's simple bread. It's bread of simplicity. Bread which is broken down to its most basic ingredients and basic properties and does not require anything else other than the thing itself. This what makes up bread is bread is flour and water. Everything else is extra. There's no frills, there's no extra. It's the most simple, basic breakdown of what bread is. So why, right? So why is that important? Why is that a good
He's
thing?
saying that in the word "oni," he's the word "simple," or he's just trying to.
He's teaching it. He's saying it's the opposite of matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is wealthy, means you're adding in elements. And oini is the opposite of ashira. It's there's no added elements. It's just the most basic atzmos ha'isa, mayim and kemach. V'zeh atzmos ha'isa, v'zeh hava lechem oini. And more than that becomes chametz. So v'ulay yikshalach. But then you have a question. How do I answer my own question? Why is simplicity ma'inyan ha'anios el hacheiros? So now, again, what's the concept? What is the concept of anias and chayrus? Hacheres, isn't simplicity and freedom two opposites? Kasha. Ba'atmo. Why? The concept of geula is you are independent, i.e., you are not dependent on anything else. You are not dependent on anybody. The greatest freedom is when you are not dependent on anybody. If you're a slave, you have absolutely no independence. You can't even decide for yourself what to do in the morning when you wake up, let alone have your own parnasa, let alone eat when you want to eat, the food you want to eat. You're completely dependent on your master. Geula is independence. Independence means you are free to do what you want, to be who you want to be yourself. The minute you, in order to define yourself, need outside factors, you are losing an element of freedom. That sentence makes sense? If you're not free to decide for yourself who you are, because in order for me to be somebody, I need to have a certain type of watch. I need to wear a certain type of thing. Otherwise, I can't be the person I want to be, right? Because the person I want to be is classified in that group. And in that group, you need to, right? So now I'm already losing a little bit of my independence. Because independence is when I can be completely who I want to be, when you could break me down to my furthest, most simple elements. And in that state, I am who I am. That's freedom. The minute you have to add on things to yourself to be who you want to be, you're not free really anymore because you need those extra things. So if you would say, I don't like matzah, I need cinnamon rugelach. So now the bread now needs cinnamon. So that's a lack of freedom because it needs another element in order to be defined. So if this bread can be considered bread with nothing other than flour and water, Zakht Maral, that is the greatest siman of freedom that exists.
So matzah is the greatest symbol of freedom that
Yes.
exists.
Yeah, because it's bread with that can be defined as bread with nothing else other than the bare minimum definition of bread. So the least that you need in order to define yourself, that's freedom. Does this concept make sense? You're hovering on it.
No,
Sure.
I, yeah,
Makes perfect sense. What?
makes perfect
I was
sense.
working on it earlier today in a different context, but well, let's say the example that they already gave you, but we find Rabbanim won't leave their house without a jacket and a hat. Oh, so how does that compare with the guy who won't leave his house without his Rolex? Are you claiming that Rabbanim think they're free? That's your
No,
first mistake.
a Ben Torah, a Ben Torah.
Huh?
A Ben Torah, that's in his life, should be the
You're
Torah that
free.
he's taught.
No, because you're free to make the decisions that you want to make. There's no outside thing forcing you to make any decisions, technically speaking. That should be the way it is. You're free because you're deciding to do what you want to do. The point we're
You
describing
say
now
the guy
is
who chooses to buy the Rolex is also, he could.
it's a society which is putting on that type of pressure. It's not something that he decided. Now, we also have societal pressures, obviously, that take away our
Yes,
freedom.
I was.
Masculine. But Lefikach tziva lecho lechem oini. That's why we have to eat the simple bread. It's down to the bare definition of bread. It has nothing else from the outside. Nimtza klal shum tzir. It's that you are not dependent on anything. The greatest level of freedom is to be independent and not be dependent on anything else. If the definition of matzah would be flour, water, but you got to add salt, flour, water, but you got to add fruit juice, cinnamon, chocolate, vanilla, so now you're lacking already the freedom because now your bread is only bread when you add to the bread. That's not freedom. Okay.
So if you want to extrapolate from that, so a guy that has no possessions
Doesn't need possessions.
doesn't
No,
need
doesn't not,
possessions.
not someone that has no possessions. It's just someone doesn't define himself by his possessions.
So
You know wealthy people that what they their mitzvus is defined by their possessions. That's who they are. Who are you? I'm a rich guy. So
That
it's either
becomes a center of somebody who has no need for
no
possessions.
need. He's
Yeah,
not
no need.
defined by his
Right.
possessions. That's freedom.
But yeah.
Right? Because I'll be just as happy with them or without them.
You're not dependent on
You're
anything
not
else,
dependent on anything else.
who you
I
are.
mean, you could live happily with being who you are, not dependent on other things to define you. That is the definition of freedom, and that is what Matzah is. Matzah is telling us that lesson. That's what Maharal says. It's not about poor or rich. It's about free. That's the definition of Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini, I would say, I'm saying that Lechem Oini does not mean poor man's bread. It means simplicity. And then he says, "V'zeh inyan pshitus ba'atzmai." It right. And in a spiritual way, when you are simple and up and broken down into your core elements, and you can be defined by those core elements, that's freedom. The minute you need more things, you lose that freedom. Okay? Says that's why on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear golden clothing. He tries to break things down. The more that we can break things down, the more we can be free. And he says that's why there's an element of chipazon, of quick. Because, like we said, we've been saying the whole time, time or atzlos, things that don't happen quickly, is because there's another element you have to overcome. So there's a conflict and you have to overcome another element. But if you can come to the point where everything is simple and basic and broke down to the elements, it happens immediately. And that's why matzah becomes bread immediately, because there's no other parts to it other than the tin itself.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah, it's